1-1 count with one away. This one is right back to Poole, who will flip it over to first base. Probably had enough time to throw it back home, but was just thinking about getting the out, and the flip to first was in time for out number two, but the run does come home to score. So it's an RBI ground out for Colin Helms. 1-3 on that put out, and makes it an 8-0 game here in the seventh. Now at the plate, it's Justin Jeanette. And he gets hit by the first pitch that he sees and right on the backside there, and he'll jog on down the baseline to first. So once again, the bases are loaded here, and we'll see what the response is. Ooh, kind of just got to work through this inning. 8-0 game. You got to eat some innings. Ooh, just going to do that. A high chopper down the third baseline, and smart play by Skinner to let it roll foul. And now he'll finally pick it up after it had landed for a couple seconds there. And we'll redo it with an 0-1 count for Braden Buchanan. Buchanan still just 0-for-1 in the game, but he's drawn three walks. Buchanan, the designated hitter tonight, batting cleanup. Buchanan, the sophomore from Austin, Texas, as that pitch misses low for ball number one, brings it back even at 1-1. Taking a look around the Northwoods League, entering today, Green Bay was tied atop the division, the subdivision, with Madison and Wausau, while Wisconsin Rapids and Fond du Lac were both 0-1. Lakeshore earlier today had dropped a game to make it them 0-2 as that pitch misses and brings it to a 2-1 count. None of their games have finished yet, as that one's hit over to third base, and it's right in and out of the gloves of Luke Skinner. One run comes to score, and here comes another, and it's 10-0 Rockers in the seventh. Echoes right through the glove of Luke Skinner, and Ashton Poole, he hasn't done too poorly in this inning. A couple of plays, though, that could have been outs and just weren't. So Braden Buchanan reaching on the E5. Two runs coming to score on it as well. As that pitch is going to miss for, or actually hit the strike zone for strike number one. So an 0-1 count for the left-handed hitting Smith, the first baseman. And the pitch from Poole misses low and in the dirt for ball number one. Brings it back to a 1-1 count. On deck, Caden Sheffield. And this pitch is again in the dirt for a ball, so back to a 2-1 lead in the count for Cooper Smith. Taking a look at some of those other scores, as I was talking about, Madison down 4-3 against Fond du Lac in the ninth inning. Could be a surprise there as this one's grounded over to first base. Guerrero's there, he'll step on the bag himself, and that will do it for the inning finally, but not before damage was done yet again. Three runs come home to score in the frame thanks to a hit and one that is still up in the air that I believe is going to be called a hit as well. But nonetheless, it is still a 10-0 game as we head to the bottom or the top of the eighth here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We keep rolling along here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's the top of the eighth inning, and we see a 10-0 Rockers lead, unfortunately, as the Rafters work to cut back into this. They've got just two innings to do so they're going to have a huge rally if they want to make this comeback happen. But it's going to be Nick Adrian leading things off for the Rafters as he'll be followed up by Brent Gallegos and Royce Clayton Jr. That's who's due up this frame for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch from Aiden Huey is in for a strike as Adrian will now fall down in the count 0-1. Adrian, a guy who's struck out twice this game and quickly down 0-2, hoping not to do so for a third time. Right-handed batter going up against the right-handed pitcher. He'll swing and miss at that one, and that is strike number three. The first out here in the eighth inning. And it will bring up the next batter, Brent Gallegos. Gallegos still swinging a pretty hot bat. He is 3-for-6 on the season from the plate. Gallegos playing left field today, listed as a pitcher, as we'll watch that first one miss for ball number one. And if you look up at the scoreboard here in Green Bay, they just show his pitching statistics as that pitch misses in the dirt for ball number two. Now, Gallegos has not seen any action as a pitcher this season just yet, but we expect to see that change at some point. Maybe not today. Although, maybe the way that this game has been going wouldn't shock me to see him go in the game. And this one is hit high in the air into center field, but again, that deep center field is going to make it pretty easily playable out there, and it's caught in center field pretty easily by Brandon Rogers for out number two. So Royce Clayton Jr. with two outs, a chance to keep the inning alive and improve on his 0-for-3 start to the game here. Back to the top of the order one more time, and the Rafters really not having anything going their way so far. Aiden Huey continuing to deal, and he goes with an off-speed that hits the upper part of the strike zone for the first strike. Clayton struck out once last time up. He grounded out 4-3. Swings through that pitch to go down in the count 0-2. Clayton's grounded out 4-3 in back-to-back plate appearances. The outfielder from Cal State Northridge pops this one foul and out of play. And I mentioned it last game, but Clayton in an athletic family, his father playing in the major leagues for plenty of years. He played a little bit, Royce Clayton Jr. played a little bit at Los Angeles Valley College. That pitch misses low for ball number one. And while at LAVC, he was really good there, especially in 2024, adding 355 as that pitch misses high for ball number two. Batting 355 with a 439 OPS there, and the year before that, still was good, batted 280 as a freshman. And this one, an off-speed, is drilled into left field. That should get down for extra bases. There's a big hop there, and that one's into the berm above the left field wall, and a ground rule double for Royce Clayton Jr. Big high hop in the outfield. And a couple of kids out there will grab that ball themselves. So the first extra base hit of the game for the Rafters, and the first extra base hit of the season for them as well. With two outs, they've got a runner in scoring position, and it brings up Luke Skinner to face Aiden Huey. Skinner watches the first pitch above the zone for ball number one. Skinner 0-for-3 on the game today. Rounded out to first base his last time up. That pitch misses low for ball number two. The other two plate appearances that Skinner had, he struck out looking both times. 2-0 count as Clayton takes off, swing and a miss. The throw down to third is off the glove of the third baseman, but Clayton is going to stay there as the ball doesn't get too far away. It's a 2-1 count, but a stolen base for Clayton puts him a little bit closer to the plate. It's the first time the Rafters have had a runner 90 feet away this game. The 2-1 is fouled back into the netting by Skinner to make it a 2-2 count. Still a 10-0 Green Bay lead here at Capital City Park and Capital Credit Union. That pitch misses high for ball number three, 3-2 count. Two away, runner on third base for Luke Skinner. Trying to make something happen, he fouls this one back into the netting. Rafters still only scored two runs this season, both of them off the bat of Brent Gallegos. Luke Skinner looking to be the second Rafter to collect an RBI, with Royce Clayton over there on third base, but has to pick up a hit in order to get the RBI. Otherwise, he'll take the walk. You need a lot of runs if you're going to come back into this one. Fouling that one high off the netting, it's going to stay a 3-2 count. And Skinner really working this pitch count. He's about to see his eighth pitch of the game here as that misses outside for ball number four, and he'll take his base. I said eighth pitch of the game. I meant eighth pitch of the plate appearance. So runners on first and third now, and the Rafters in back-to-back innings have put a pair of men on base. That's another quick hit to the mound. And a real chance to get some runs here is what they need. After today's game. Now, if you break it up over the two innings, five runs in each would get you back even, and five runs is doable in each inning, but still very difficult to do so, especially with two outs here as that pitch misses away for ball number one. Noah Ruiz at the plate. Ruiz, the right-handed batter. He's 1-for-2 on the game so far. Singled back in the first. Was hit by a pitch, though, his last time up in the seventh, as that one is in the dirt for ball number two. That pitch that hit him was right on the helmet, knocked the helmet off his head, but it hit all the helmet. So, thankfully, did not hit him. As here's the takeoff from first to second, and now a wild pitch, the throw home from third, not in time. Royce Clayton crosses the plate, and there's the first run of the game for the Rafters. So a 3-0 count on the pitch. It was a wild pitch, which allowed Royce Clayton Jr. to come home to score. But it was also a stolen base from Luke Skinner. He would have been there in time. So runner on second, and now call it runner on first and second as Noah Ruiz draws a walk. Ruiz on base for his third time today. And when I talked with Ziggy just yesterday before the game, I asked him, hey, is there anyone that stands out to you that could have a big game? And while specifically we were talking about yesterday, seems like he was feeling good about Ruiz the entire season. Said, man, Noah Ruiz, he's a guy that was really swinging that bat well and felt good about him. And well, game one, Ruiz got on base twice. In this game, Ruiz on base three times. So he's seen the base paths five times as a Rafter. His OBP now way up there. Up at 625. And a quick mound visit there as Aiden Yui just wanted to have a chat with his pitching coach and figuring things out. Now ready to go, dialed back in. Runners on first and second. A 10-1 Rockers lead here in the eighth. This pitch is fouled high and straight out of play by J.J. Garcia. Garcia, the right-handed hitting shortstop. He's 0-for-3 on the game so far. Last time up, he flew out to center field. Fun guy to talk to as he swings and foul tips this pitch right back into the glove of Colin Helms. 0-2 count for Garcia. And the runners are going. This one's in the dirt, and it's a wild pitch, but also the lead runner, Luke Skinner, he was going as soon as the pitch was thrown. So believe that'll be a stolen base for him. And runners on second and third now, so two in scoring position for J.J. Garcia on the 1-2 count. And this one, again, misses low, and it's 2-2. It's blocked behind the plate by Helms. Doesn't let it get him away from him this time and keeps the runners on third and second. 2-2 count with two away. Runners on second and third as this one is hit high in the air into left field. Jogging back on the run is the left fielder and making a last second adjustment before grabbing the ball from the night sky is Caden Sheffield. But that does it for this inning. The Rafters do get one run on the board, but they leave two stranded on the base paths after picking up the one extra base hit and no errors in the frame. It's 10-1 Green Bay as we head to the bottom of the eighth, trying to keep it where it's at. Ashton Poole back to work when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And back on the air here on WFHR, I'm Austin Thomas as we bring you back to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball as they are taking on the Green Bay Rockers here in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, right next to Lambeau Field. And, well, the Rockers certainly rocking it tonight. They find themselves up 10-1 on the scoreboard. And Ashton Poole back on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. He pitched last inning, and while statistically it looks pretty bad, he had a couple of grounders that didn't go his way. That pitch is going to miss low for ball number one. Caden Sheffield up at the plate. Diego Urreta and Joey Canzoni do up. Another one that misses low and in the turf for ball number two. Caden Sheffield, 2-for-4 in the game. Feels kind of bad that he's 2-for-4. Feels like he should be 3-for-4, but one of his would-be hits hit his own teammate and was recorded as an out. That pitch misses way outside and brings it to a 3-0 count. Poole gets set. Now ready to fire. He goes, and the fastball misses below the zone, and it's a leadoff walk for the Rockers. Diego Urreta stepping up to the plate as Green Bay will see if they can tack on some more runs here before they head out for the potential final inning of the game. I say potential. You got to stay optimistic. Although many have lost that faith here. A lot of Rockers fans have left the crowd here. Very much thinned out. It's certainly cooled down here as that pitch was in there for strike number one to Urreta. This pitch misses low for ball number one. We're back to an even count at 1-1. Urreta having himself a good game. Perfect 1-for-1 from the plate. Drawn 3 walks so far. Scored 1 run in the game. That pitch is in there for strike number 2. Poole taking his time. Sheffield over at first base, not getting too much of a lead as that one misses low and brings it back to a 2-2 count. Poole threw 27 pitches back in the 7th inning. Getting up there and hoping he'll be the last pitcher for the Rafters today as that one is fouled down that left field line. Joey Canzoni coming up to bat next. That pitch misses inside for ball number three, and so after the lead in the count, Urreta is able to work it back in his favor. Well, I say in his favor, 3-2, but it's a full count. And here's the deal from Poole, but can't quite find the zone and misses low. Runners on first and second now. Back-to-back walks to start off the frame. And now Joey Canzoni will step into the batter's box. Canzoni, the right-handed batter. With runners on first and second. From NOC Tonkawa. Breaking ball misses on the inside edge for ball number one. Canzoni, 0-for-4 in the game. Only player that hasn't reached safely without recording an out. Only player that hasn't improved their on-base percentage at the end of any plate appearance, I should say. That covers all my bases. So a 2-0 count now. Canzoni hoping to throw off anything that I was trying to say, and he'll watch that pitch for strike number one. Canzoni, his last time up, he grounded into that fielder's choice, but was able to race one out at first base. This pitch outside for ball number three, and Poole, after walking the first two batters, could be doing it again for the third. He's already got a strike in the count. 3-1 it is. Nobody out. Still the 10-1 Green Bay lead. This one is popped foul and out of play. So a full count to the right-handed shortstop is, you look at the rafters and early in the season they really haven't seen too much, and you wonder how much of that is rockers versus rafters, as this one is pieced into right field. That gets on by, but not enough to send the runner from third home, so the bases are loaded here as Tate Hartlib will step up to the plate. Nobody out here, and the Rockers could be adding some more. Well, taking a look at some of the scores around the subdivision, Fond du Lac did end up beating Madison 4-3 the final. Kenosha won 3-2 against Wausau. As the pitch from Poole misses low to Tate Hartlib, 1-0. Already mentioned the Lakeshore loss earlier today. Of course, the Rafters and Rockers facing off against each other as that pitch, barely missing inside, brings it to a 2-0 count. Hartlib at the plate. He has reached base all four plate appearances so far. All four have come from the walk. Poole pitches and gets that one across the plate for strike number one. So now the 2-1 count. With the bases loaded, nobody out for the Rockers. Left-handed batter with that close-up wall over in right field could be good, but this one instead is a grounder up the middle. A flip from short to second, back to first. Again, not in time. Can't get that double play ball to go today, but they do still get the out at second base, and one run does come home to score. It's 11-1 Green Bay in the eighth. RBI for Tate Hartlib on the fielder's choice. Brandon Rogers Stepping up to the plate now is the leadoff man coming up for the sixth time today. Right-handed batter watches that first pitch miss low for ball number one. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game with a walk and a hit by pitch. He has two RBIs and two runs scored. Runners on first and third. He swings and misses at that one to make it back at 1-1. Open base at second, so you watch for that runner going from first there, but Hartlib hasn't really shown too much intent as this one is a bloop into right field. Should be easily playable, but it was misjudged in right field. Kobayashi dives, can't make the play, throws to second, not in time to get the lead runner, and the guy from third comes home to score after it had bounced in and out of Kobayashi's glove. Nearly made a diving play, making up for the misstep, but instead it drops down for the Rockers, and there they go once again. So Colin Helms now up at the plate, the left-handed batter, 12-1 the score. Helms 0-for-3 with two walks as that one is low and in the dirt and gets away, and both runners will advance. So a wild pitch from Ashton Poole puts runners on second and third. And time called by the umpires here to talk about something. We'll see what the stoppage of play is for. The home plate umpires staying back out there, but it's the first and third base umpires who are discussing something right now. Maybe something to do with positioning, but we'll see. Is a little bit of action from the Rafters bullpen is we see Espen Simpson warming up. Well, a 1-0 count for Colin Helms. Holds the bat on that left shoulder as Poole fires a fastball below the zone for ball number two. So a 2-0 count to Helms. Helms has walked twice this game. He was caught stealing one time. Had an RBI back in the seventh on that fourth, on that 1-3 ground out. That was hit right back up to Poole. This one is a grounder down the first baseline, but foul. Count moves to 2-1 here. Bottom of the eighth inning. Rafters down 12-1 against the Green Bay Rockers, their interdivisional rival. And trying to avoid dropping to 0-2, but looking more and more like a certainty. Up next, the Rafters is going to be playing against Wausau as this one is fouled once again down the first baseline. So the count 2-2. For the Rafters, next time that they'll face Green Bay is a little bit in advance. It's about a week and a half from now. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. Runners on second and third, and a swing and a miss from Helms. Well, it looks like he just got a piece of it, so they're going to say that it's a foul tip that was dropped behind the plate, even though it looked like it could have been a strikeout. The runner on third, Tate Hartlib. On second, Brandon Rogers. The lefty, Colin Helms, at the plate. He has the 2-2 count. Ashton Poole trying to work out of this. He's only got one away. No double play in place as that pitch misses low and in the dirt, but the runner will just stay at third base. So the count is now full. And Ashton Poole will keep working out there, trying to deal with this batter, throwing some strikes. Up next for Green Bay, they're going to be going to, well, they're going to be staying here to play Rockford. And this pitch is beamed down first baseline. Guerrero grabs it. He steps on the bag himself, now looks to throw over to third, but he'll keep it in his glove. So there's two away, but another run does come home to score. It's an RBI once again for Colin Helms. Three unassisted in the books. And Justin Jeanette stepping up to the plate as looks like the rafters will turn to Espen Simpson once again. And as we make the pitching change, I will step aside as we go to a quick break here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, we're still here in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Rockers have added two more runs, but they've got runners on third base. Well, they've got a runner on third base, I should say, as that's Brandon Rogers. And a new pitcher for the Rafters, it's Espen Simpson. Espen spelled E-S-P-N. Yes, like the television network ESPN, it's pronounced Espen Simpson, the freshman from Butler. He did appear in a few games, but just pitched 4 1/3 innings for the Butler Bulldogs, and he did struggle with walks there, but limited the damage to just 2 runs in his 4 1/3 innings. So some good work out there as his first pitch to Justin Jeanette misses low for ball number one. Jeanette up for the sixth time today. He's 0-3 while being hit by a pitch once and walking one time. Simpson misses that pitch high for ball number two. Espen, a kid from Riverside, California, right-handed pitcher. That pitch called strike one, makes it a 2-1 count. Espen, a guy who was a top 200 recruit from California. Coming out of high school as that pitch misses low for ball number three. And a head on the swing there was Justin Jeanette to make it a 3-2 count as he swung and missed. Runner still on third base. First and second are empty with two away in the bottom of the eighth. This one is fouled back into the netting. And so it stays a 3-2 count. It's 13-1 here in the eighth. Again, just a piece of that from Jeanette, trying to stay alive. Jeanette just one hit on the season. That one hit, though, a big one. It was a two-run shot last game at Witter Field. That's still the only home run that we've seen in a Rafters game this season. Now, you're not expecting too many home runs from righties in this field, but from lefties, you're a bit surprised as there's a swing and a miss and a strikeout from Espen Simpson in his first batter as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter. So a big one, and we head to the top of the ninth inning where the Rafters down 12. We'll see what they can do when we come back for more here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And welcome back into the game here as we bring you to a 2-2 count on Jack Guerrero, the left-handed batter who fouls this one down the left field line and stays at a 2-2 count. Jack Guerrero going up against the new pitcher for the Green Bay Rockers, Simon Aluko. Aluko from Shorter University, as this one is going to get into right field, shallow right field, but picked up by the second baseman who muffs the throw, and instead it just goes a couple feet in front of him. So a leadoff single from Jack Guerrero. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi. Trying to get a rally going here. Maybe not a rally, but just get something going. You want to feel good heading into next game against Wausau. You play tomorrow night once again at home, and you want to show the home fans something to root for. As that misses for ball number one. Well, 1-0 count to Kobayashi is sent into right field. That gets down for a hit as well. Back-to-back singles to lead off the ninth for the Rafters. Guerrero leading off with a single. Kobayashi with the single. And now it brings up Pat Costin. Can he follow suit? Costin, the left-handed hitter, going up against the left-handed pitcher. A little more about Simon Aluko. He's a redshirt sophomore from Ackworth, Georgia, as that one is in there for called strike one. Costin on the game. He's 0-3. As the pitch is a fastball that zooms across for strike number one. Sorry, number two, I should say. 0-2 count. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Top of the ninth inning. Rafters down 12. As this pitch misses tight for ball number one. That's a tough take from Costin. And you could see Colin Helms, the catcher, motioning on to his pitcher saying, hey, that's where we want it. So here's the 1-2, and it's a swing and a miss, trying to get ahead on the pitch, but too far ahead on it. Then Costin goes down on strikes. Brings up Nick Adrian to the plate. Adrian for his fourth plate appearance of the game. He's 0-3 on the night. Trying to get something rolling along. Adrian's first game of the season. First game in a while after sitting out the year at Gardner-Webb, and he checks his swing but did go. So makes it an 0-1 count. Pitch high, but didn't matter. 0-1 count, swing and a miss from Adrian, makes it 0-2. And Nick Adrian, he struck out all three times so far. Down in the count here, 0-2, trying not to make it 4. Formerly the beer batter of the game, he had a lot of pressure on him earlier. And he strikes out swinging here for out number 2. Well, the Rafters down to their last out. And it's Brent Gallegos who will step into the batter's box. 1-3 on the night so far, the left fielder for the Rafters. On deck if we get there, Royce Clayton Jr. Runners on first and second. Two away in the first pitch, missing low from Aluko. The Rockers hoping to carry this momentum into their next series against Rockford. And that pitch, a swing and a miss from Gallegos. After the Rockford Rivets, then Green Bay gets a chance at Wausau. That pitch misses low for ball number two. Well, back-to-back at home against Rockford, and then back-to-back on the road against Wausau for the Rockers. As for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, they've got a home-and-home against Wausau these next two games, as that one is fouled in the dirt and bounces back to the netting. 2-2 count here. So coming up tomorrow night, 6:35, first pitch. At home at Witter Field against the Wausau Woodchucks. Then on the road the next day, 6:05 first pitch. Taking off are the runners, but it's a swing and a miss from Brent Gallegos. Three straight strikeouts to end the game from Simon Aluko, and that does it here from Green Bay. The final score, 13-1. Green Bay comes up with the win. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, well, actually, let's just go ahead and get right on into it and get going with the post-game show. It's been a long one here, and break you down on kind of how it all happened in case you haven't been catching up with it the entire game. It was, as I mentioned, a 13-1 loss, but looking back on the way that it happened, it really was a game that was told by the amount of walks, and a lot of them there were throughout the night, and really going to be something that the Rafters have to look for heading into the future. They got to make sure they find their command, because that's going to be what gets them wins and what gets them losses. As a pitching staff, they offered 16 free passes via the base on balls in this game. Along with that, they also hit two batters as a staff. So 18 free passes in total, and they'll hope to turn that around as they head into their future games. Going inning by inning, it started off with the top of the first. Wisconsin Rapids went down 3-up, 3-down, although Noah Ruiz did get on first. He was caught, picked off at the end of that. In the bottom of the first, it was again 3-up, 3-down, similarly where Colin Helms drew a walk, but he was caught stealing second. Then over in the top of the second inning, you still saw a 0-0 game as the Rafters were unable to score. They didn't score all the way up until the eighth inning, where they finally managed their one and only run of the game. But on the other side, for Green Bay, they were able to score a pair of runs in the second inning. Started off with an RBI sac fly from Joey Canzoni before the bases were loaded, and Brandon Rogers was hit by a pitch, picking up an RBI in the process and making it 2-0. After that point, in the fourth inning, it was a grand total of 5 runs coming across the plate from the Rockers. Started off with an RBI bases-loaded walk from Brandon Rogers. So, yeah, that's another one. Free pass from him where he gets the RBI. Then after that, he ended up seeing a couple of runners score on Justin Jernet's. You saw one runner score on Justin Jernet's walk. A pair of runners score on Cooper Smith's 2 RBI single as well, and also Braden Buchanan walked with the bases loaded to make it 5 runs, and then the strikeout of Caden Sheffield finally ended the inning. So 7-0 at that point, a pair of shutout frames between the 5th and the 6th, but in the 7th, 3 more runs were added on, and that was thanks to a couple of different plays. The first one is Joey Canzoni came home to score on the Colin Helms ground out RBI. Tate Hartlib was able to come around and score on the Braden Buchanan error that he reached on, and that error also allowed Brandon Rogers to come home and score as well, the one that went over Luke Skinner's glove at third base. Then finally in the eighth inning, another 3-run frame. It was a 10-0 lead into the eighth inning. The Rafters finally managed their first run of the game in the top of the eighth inning after a leadoff double from Royce Clayton Jr. He worked his way over to third on a stolen base and came home to score on a wild pitch. That was the only run of the game for the Rafters. In the bottom of the eighth inning, another 3-run frame for Green Bay. It started off with walk, walk, single, and then finally Caden Sheffield was able to come home on Tate Hartlib's fielder's choice RBI. After that, you saw Diego Urreta come home to score on Brandon Rogers' hit that ended up being an error in right field. It was a tough play from Hiroto Kobayashi, but ended up being dropped as it went in and out of his glove on a diving play. And then finally, Colin Helms had an RBI on his ground out to first, where it allowed Tate Hartlib to come around and score once again for the third time in the game. So that made it 13-1 the score, which ended up being the final as the Rafters were held scoreless in the ninth with both of their runners left on first and second. So 13-1 the final. Looking back at the lines for the Rafters, their starter Anthony Mateo went three innings, allowing four earned runs on five walks and two hits with two strikeouts. The next longest outing went to Jack Obrasky, where he went two and a third without allowing an earned run, only allowed one hit, but did issue five walks. On the other side, Maddox Long, a gem, going six innings of shutout ball, allowing just two hits and one walk while striking out eight. And taking a look at the batting lines, nobody with multiple hits on the Rafters side, but Brent Gallegos did pick up a hit yet again. Same with Hiroto Kobayashi, a couple of guys that had a hit in game number one. Royce Clayton Jr. also had that very first hit of the game in the season opener. He had another hit tonight. It was that double very, very late in the game that he ended up coming around to score on. It was the first extra base hit of the game for the Rafters. On the other side, Caden Sheffield, the only multi-hit game. He went 2-for-4 in it and also drew a walk. A lot of walks drawn, as I had mentioned earlier, and that's going to be a big focus. Diego Urreta and Tate Hartla both walked four times in the game. And that's a look at the stats and how it happened. Looking ahead to next game for the Rafters, they're hoping to turn things around as they head back home to Witter Field. They're going to be taking on the Wausau Woodchucks. It's Tripp Brown on the mound for Wausau, while Drew Thompson takes the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch of that is going to be at 6:35, whereas the pregame show will be starting at 6:20 p.m. here on WFHR. So make sure to tune into that if you're able to and interested, or of course, come out to the field if you want to. It's a great place to be to watch baseball anytime that it's happening. So, Witter Field tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch. You could also catch the game televised on Northwoods League Plus, where it'll be broadcast every home game with our great broadcaster Fletcher Anderson, and every game as well that isn't on ESPN Plus will be on there as well, even on the road, but you won't get to hear our great broadcasters as well. So make sure to hear WFHR if you'd like to hear home commentary of every single game throughout the season. All 72, we'll have them here on WFHR. But that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the game. The final score, once again, 13-1, Green Bay wins. A big thank you to all of you for supporting us today and throughout the entire season. A big thank you to our Green Bay hosts here, and it was really great to be welcomed in here, and the setting was very nice. The hospitality was very kind of everyone here, and also a big thank you to Joey Bonadonna, the TV play-by-play broadcaster for the Rockers. He helped me get set up here, and along with that, a big thank you to the entire Rafters organization as well for allowing me the opportunity to call these games and for, of course, bringing us onto the air at WFHR. It's always great to be on the air. But that's going to do it for myself, Austin Thomas, here from Green Bay. We'll catch you tomorrow night, so make sure to tune in then. For myself and from the entire rest of the Rafters organization,
Bill. This big nightmare of a bill. It's just tucked in. Kind of like when Republicans said you can't sue vaccine companies because terrorism. I'm telling you, Democrats may want to do some things. It's always Republicans who get the horrible done. But I want to hear your thoughts. Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Tell me what you think. Are you afraid of AI? Are you concerned that, well, it's going to end communication as we know it? It's going to reshape how we interact, we think, we learn. And then could it be the one thing that brings us all together to where we now all think the same way? Could this be the opioid to the masses? Want to hear your thoughts. rick@therickSmithShow.com. Miss any portion of the program, podcast. As always, thanks for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick at rick@therickSmithShow.com.
Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces a change to a recommendation regarding the COVID-19 vaccine.
The COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule.
CBS's Alexander Tin with more.
Kennedy's move could significantly limit access to the shots since CDC's recommendations govern rules on what health insurers are required to cover, access to the shots through government programs that cover uninsured children, and liability protections for use of the vaccines.
It appears to be getting harder for international students to study in the U.S. CBS's Sarah Cook explains.
The Trump administration has ordered U.S. embassies to temporarily stop